a desirable and precious day is un mitzvah l'ongoy, and it is a mitzvah to delight in Shabbos. Uns is a tog farbunden mit der Geula, and it's a day connected with the Geula, as we've said beforehand in the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Is the reis rotzen von dem tainis, demolz b'yeser seis b'yeser reis. So then, the auspicious nature of the tainis, in fact, is outstanding with greater strength and vitality. Und der tainis is demolz hazeh v'ya yom tov, v'yom sasem v'simcha. And the tainis is then a yom tov and a day of rejoicing. Me'enu b'dugmas, something like as it will be in the days of Mashiach. In other words, on such a day, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, and we have additional food, and we delight in Shabbos, and we eat meat and drink wine, etc., this is exactly how Tisha B'Av will be when Mashiach will come. Biz as dechiyas hatainus al yidei Shabbos, to the extent that the pushing off of the fast through Shabbos, git dem koyach, gives the strength, oif im doiche zayin legamri b'meis ha-Mashiach, to completely push it off, as it will be in the days of Mashiach. Vi unteschrochen bim yuchad by Tisha B'Av shachaliyas b'Shabbos v'dachinu l'achar ha-Shabbos, v'omer Rebbe, hoyol v'nidcha yidoche, as is emphasized in the Gemara in Megillah, daf hei, omed beis, that it's pushed off to after Shabbos, and since it's pushed off, it should be completely pushed off. This is much more emphasized in the meal of Tisha B'Av, which falls on Shabbos. Varom b'Tisha B'Av is da der gilui von leidus haMashiach kana, because on Tisha B'Av, as we said beforehand, is the day of the birth of Mashiach. Especially after midday, bizman tefillas mincha, at the time of mincha, then noilad Mashiach, when Mashiach was born, in the suda hamafsekes, and especially in the last meal, the suda shlish is the third meal from the Shabbos of Shabbos, while the suda shlish is b'chol Shabbos is doch farbunded mit der suda de lasad lavi, because the third meal of Shabbos in general on every single Shabbos is connected with the meal which we will eat in time to come, Sudas Leviosam Sherabar Ushasias Yain Hamashumer, the meal of the Leviosan and the Sherabar and the drinking of the Yain Hamashura Suda Gashmis, a physical Suda, the Alachas Kama Vikama, the Suda Shlishis, the Suda Hamafsakis, from Shabbos Tishabav, Venoilad Hamashiach. And certainly the third meal, the Suda Hamafsakis of Shabbos Tishabav, the day the Mashiach is born, then certainly this will be, and this should be, a beautiful meal like it will be La'asid Lavei. And in fact, this is the diuk in the words which we say that on this Shabbos one can eat Afilu Kisu Udas Shloimo Be'ez Malchusai. There's a kaf hadimion over here, Kisu Udas. Why? Because the Suda of the time to come will be much greater than the meal of Shlomo at the time of his Malchus. Se'if Dalad. Yeshlomo Nochmer. We can say even more. As ven Tisha B'Av is chal b'Shabbos, that when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, und der Tainus is nidcha la'asiri, and the Tainus is pushed off to Sunday, to the 10th, hot min me'en ha'maila fun Tishi va'asiri b'Tishri. Then we have the advantage of the 9th and 10th of Tishrei, meaning we parallel it with the day of Erev Yom Kippur and the day of Yom Kippur. Kedivre Chazal, as the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Kol ha'eichel v'sheisa b'tishi, maila olav ha'kosev ki'ilu hisana tishi v'asiri, that somebody who eats and drinks on the 9th of Tishrei is considered as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. In other words, Erev Yom Kippur, which is the 9th of Tishrei, it is a mitzvah to eat. In fact, we eat two meals, special meals, on that day. And Chazal say that by doing that, and thereafter fasting on the 10th, it's as if we have fasted on the 9th and the 10th. And this is also reflected when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, where we eat and drink on the 9th and fast on the 10th. Ubahagdim dishaychas from Tisha B'Av mitiyei makipurim. By way of introduction, what is the connection between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? The Yemei Hatzoymes, the fast days, Velchazayin and Ala Medivri Kabbalah Umidrabonon, which are all received from the prophets and the sages, Haben Ashaychas, have a connection. Zeizayinen Me'en, Unver Nimshach von dem Zoym Yom Kippurim, was is Min HaTorah. They are all a reflection of and drawn from Yom Kippur, which is scriptural. Ki Yodua, as Ala Mitzvahs Derabonon Zayinen Ke'en De'iraisa, as we know that all mitzvahs which are rabbinic have their root in Torah, bizas ezeinen yotzes v'nim shachis v'mitzvahs ha-Torah dugmasan, and they in fact are drawn and reflect the mitzvahs of the Torah. As the Alter Rebbe says in Igeres HaKodesh Simen Chavtes, that the seven mitzvahs that rabbonon are not considered separate mitzvahs, because one may not add on to the number of the 613 mitzvahs, but rather they are somewhat of an extension of the mitzvahs of the Torah and are included within the number 613. Tzvishin the Dalad Somas Gufa, in between the four fasts themselves, is Tisha B'Av der Sama Enlcha to Yom HaKippurim. The one fast which is parallel to Yom Kippur is Tisha B'Av. Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyom HaKippurim, as Chazal often use the expression that there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur except Tisha B'Av leila kiyom lechol davar bein hashmashas shalei osa kiyom HaKippurim. Because the only one of the fasts, which is a 24-hour fast, is Tisha B'Av. All the other fasts start at daybreak and finish at nightfall, whereas Tisha B'Av starts the night beforehand, and in fact the twilight of Tisha B'Av, of the eve of Tisha B'Av, is also prohibited, like on Yom Kippur. Or befrat al pi divrei Chazal, and especially as Chazal say in the Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, as mefargleich de Yom Tov fun Tu B'Av, that we connect the Yom Tov of the 15th of Av, was kommt als atikun auf die Dvarim she'iru b'tisha B'Av, which come as a rectification for those things that happened on Tisha B'Av, a yom shekolu bo meise midbar, because the 15th of Av is the day that those who died in the desert stopped dying, ven mahat sich geendik de gezeira von die meise midbar, was is given b'tisha B'Av. The 15th of Av being the day that there was finished the decree that those who were meant to die in the desert died, which that was a decree which started on Tisha B'Av. Mityei Makipurim, so we connect Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, with Yom Kippur. And the Gemara in Taina says, Lo'hoyo yomim tovim li'Yisrael ke'chamisha osa B'Av ke'yei Makipurim. Though is no Yom Tov for Yidden like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Ubipnimius ha'enyonim, and Chassidus explains their inner connection, that Goydel ha'ilui from Tisha B'Av, the greatness of Tisha B'Av, that is man from Leidos HaMashiach, which is the time of the birth of Mashiach, was bizman ha'golos status behelim, which, although in the time of exile, is concealed, comes out in a revealed way on the 15th of Av. Ven kai masira ba'ashal Musa, when there is a full moon. Es vert di aliyah ushlemus in der levana, there is the elevation and completion of the moon, Sfiras HaMalchus, which represents the Sefira of Malchus. Bechines David Malka Mashicha, which is represented by David HaMelech, who is the King Mashiach, v'imazokt in Kiddush Levana, as we actually say in the bracha of Kiddush Levana, Noach dem Gödel Hayurida Vehalem Shabazer Betishaba Bismana Golos, which comes after the tremendous descent and concealment of Tisha B'Av during Golos, was is al Menashe Yove Aryeh B'Mazel Aryeh V'Yivne Ariel, which the whole point of the descent, as we mentioned beforehand, is that there should be the ascent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming and rebuilding the third Beis HaMikdash. U'me'en zeh hotzmin in Shabbos Tisha B'Av. And a reflection of this we have in the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, v'neshtet b'golui, when there stands in a revealed way, nor dem toiv pnimi leidus hamashiach in Tisha B'Av, the good dimension of Tisha B'Av, in that the day is the day in which Mashiach is born. Un euch deribe lehoye yom in tevim liyisrael kachamisha asa ba'av, and therefore, thereafter, there was never such a yom tov like the 15th of Av, salid dem goydel ha'aliyah from Tisha B'Av, because of the great advantage of the 15th of Av, Sha'az Meir Me'en Gilui Del Asir She'en Bo Hafsek, because then on the 15th of Av shines a revelation of the future time which will not have any interruption. Farabunden Midem Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and it's connected with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Und der Far Fargleichmen dem Gödel Hayomze von Chamisha Asa Ba'av mit Yom HaKippurim. And that's why we connect the tremendous Yom Tov of Chamisha Asa Ba'av with Yom Kippur, val in dem achas bashana for Yom HaKippurim, because in the one day dimension of Yom Kippur, farbunden mit dem gilui von Yechida, which the oneness of Yom Kippur is connected with the revelation of the highest level of the soul, which is the level of Yechida, Mashiach b'chinis Yechida haklalis, and Mashiach is the general yechida of the Jewish people. Vert euch the aliyas hamalchus bepnimius atik. So then, the aliyah of Malchus, the sphira of Malchus, goes to the highest level, which is called the inner dimension of atik. Shehu gam kein me'en de la'osid, which that level, pnimius atik, is the status of time to come. Fabunden euch mit dem Beis HaMikdash, which is connected also with the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we have this tremendous connection of Chamisha Asa Ba'av with Yom Kippur, because both of them reflect the Aliyah of Malchus in the highest of places in Pnimius Atik. Both of them reflect the concept of Yechida, which is Mashiach. Ulehoisiv as der Siyum von der Shiva de Nechemta. Furthermore, the end of the 7 weeks of consolation, was kumt nach Tisha B'Av, which come after Tisha B'Av, is Bereish Hashanah, is on Rosh Hashanah, me'acha Tisha B'Av ad Rosh Hashanah, because after Tisha B'Av till Rosh Hashanah, we read 7 haftonos of consolation, was shlemus from Rosh Hashanah, is b'yom HaKippurim, and the completeness of Rosh Hashanah is on Yom Kippur. The Rebbe says in footnote 65, Ulohoyer gam sh'ariyeh ha-mazel d'chedeshov, that the word ariyeh, which is the mazel of the month of Av, Rosh HaTevis is the Rosh HaTevis Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Hoshana Rabba. So therefore, there's a deep connection between Tisha B'Av and the mazel of the month of Av, which is ariyeh, with Elul Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. So here we're connecting Chamisha Asa Ba'av with Yom HaKippurim. Rosh Hashanah bebechines pnimius, because the inner dimension of Rosh Hashanah is revealed on Yom Kippur. Und Yom HaKippurim is Yom Chasunos Zeh Matan Torah, Deluchos HaAchareinos, and the day of the giving of the Torah, of the second set of tablets, was on Yom Kippur. Der Siyum von the Arboim Yom Achreinim from Moshe Bahar, which is the last day of the 40 days which Moshe spent on the mountain, Velcha haben sich ungeheben bei Rosh Chodesh Elul, which started on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Noch die Mem Yomim Mem Tzoyim Yud Zayin Tamuz Ad Rosh Chodesh Elul, Kolo Tisha B'Av V'Tu B'Av, And that was after the 40 middle days which Moshe spent from the 17th of Tammuz until Rosh Chodesh Elul, which included also the days of Tisha B'Av and the 15th of Av. Ve'al pi ha'medube li'il, and according to what we've spoken beforehand, as b'Shabbos Tisha B'Av ver niskala der toiv pnimi, that's on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, is revealed the inner goodness, the goydel ha'ilui from Tisha B'Av, and the great advantage of Tisha B'Av, may en fun yehovchu yomim eilu l'sasun l'simcho l'mayedim tovim megul ha'mitzis v'hashlema, reflecting the complete transformation of Tisha B'Av into days of rejoicing by the redemption, kum tois, it comes out, has Tisha B'Av ba'atzmei hotin zichal derech ha'gilui fin yom ha'kippurim, that in Tisha B'Av itself we have something of the revelation of Yom Kippur. Nor bizman ha'golos shteitzis v'helem, in the yoren ven Tisha B'Av kum tois b'mei ha'chol, only that dimension is concealed in the years when Tisha B'Av falls on a weekday, but it's revealed when it falls on Shabbos. Si'if hei, al pi der shaychas anal from Tisha B'Av mit Yom HaKippurim. So, according to this connection between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Yeshlema, we can say, as dos v'asa shtei b'nigeh to Yom HaKippurim, that what it says about Yom Kippur, as kol ha'echa v'shoyse b'tishi, ma'ala olav ha'kosov ki'ilu hisana tishi v'asiri, that somebody who eats and drinks on the 9th, it's considered as if they fasted on the 9th and the 10th, is al derech u'mi'en zeh do b'kviyah shonazu. So something of that is reflected also in the fixation of this year. Ven Tisha B'Av is chal b'Shabbos, when the 9th of Av is on Shabbos. Vos demult is do der ha'oichel v'shoyse b'tshi b'Av, because then we have the eating and drinking on the 9th, to lib mitzvahs oinig Shabbos, which is because of the mitzvah of delighting in Shabbos, v'adra m'mita hisafa kanal. And on the contrary, as we said before, and with an addition, v'yeshleimer al derech de'achilu shriya b'tshi b'tishri, and it possibly is like the eating and drinking on the 9th of Tishri, vos davzayin kefir shir beis yomim erev yom ha'kippurim v'yom ha'kippurim, which should be the double amount that you would eat, both for the eve of Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself. In other words, on Erev Yom Kippur, one needs to have double amount of food for Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. So similarly over here, Vos durch dem is Milo alav kosov, and through that the pasuk reckons it, der kosov Torah alein tut oif in im. In other words, Torah achieves in this matter, in them oichel, in the food, an aliyah, an elevation, maila olav akosov, scripture considers it, unan aliyah ki'ilu isana tshi vasili, and an elevation as if the person had fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Erhot di maila duruch achilu ushasiya b'tashi. So in other words, the person has the advantage through eating and drinking of the 9th, fun his anna of fasting, me'en olam haba, which is like olam haba, vos ein boi lo yachilo v'lo shasiya, tashi v'asiri tzveitek. In other words, it says about olam haba that there is no eating and drinking in olam haba. And so consequently, by here eating and drinking on Shabbos, a person achieves the level of as if one had fasted on the 9th and 10th. And that level, as if one had fasted, is like Olam Haba, which doesn't have any eating or drinking. Nochmer, even more so. Since I await Mashiach's coming every day, which includes also that he may come any day, literally, this day, Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Hey Tovshin Nun Aleph, that he can literally come on the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av of Shnas Tenase, was demult der tainus in ganzen nitcheven, which then the tainus will be completely pushed off. Und Tisha B'Av vet zayin a yontiv gadol, and Tisha B'Av will be a huge yontiv, is farashtandik, so it's understood as the maila ola of akosuv, that this pos, that the Torah reckoning it, the aliyah, meaning the elevation Was kumt durch euchel v'sheisa b'tishi, which comes through the eating and drinking on the ninth, ma'aseinu v'avedaseinu b'tisha b'av zeh, which is our deeds and our aveda on this tisha b'av, b'shteinit fun his anna tishi v'asiri, is not the aveda of fasting the ninth and the tenth, v'orom esvet damol zayin achilush siya euch v'asiri b'av, because then when Mashiach comes, there will also be drinking and eating on the tenth of av. And the eating and drinking will have a tremendous advantage. And especially as this will be connected with the dedication of the third Beis Hamikdash, which should come down immediately, al derech unochmer, like, and even more so, vidimaila uschus fin der achilo shasia, beyema kippurim asiribe, tishrei bachanukah sepayas arishan, like the eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, which took place at the dedication of the first Beis Hamikdash, as the Gemara explains in Mayit Katan, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And certainly, and more so, v'orom b'yemos ha-Mashiach, because when Mashiach will come, that in ganzen bottle veren der tainus von Tisha B'av, they will be completely nullified and removed the fasting of Tisha B'av. Masha enkein dechis ha-tainus b'yem ha-kipunim ha-chankunas b'ayis rishon is given nor ha-roisha, which, unlike the pushing off of Yom Kippur, when the first Beis Hamikdash was dedicated, which that was only a Hirasha. In other words, one may not push off Yom Kippur ever. That which Shlomo HaMelech did it when he dedicated the first Beis Hamikdash was only Hirasha. Masha Enkin over here, Tisha B'Av will be completely pushed off for all for eternity. Ula Hosef, as one may add, as Bikviya Shanazu, that in the fixation of this year, when you have the eating and drinking on the ninth, is asiri ba'av b'yom echad b'shavua. The tenth of Av is on Sunday. Vos is bedugmas yom echad harishon, which is like the very first Sunday of creation from Ma'ase Bereishis. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu haya yochid be'ilamei, when Hashem was singular in His world. When Oib Mashiach kum take of miad mamish, and if Mashiach comes immediately, that morgen yom echad asiri ba'av, then tomorrow, Sunday, the 10th of Av, Meir Zayin B'tachlis Agilu Yachdusa Yisbarach will shine completely the revelation of Hashem's unity, al derech de gilui fun achas bashana, rather like the revelation of once a year, fun asiri b'tishri of the 10th of Tishri. Yechida, which is the level of Yechida, versus Farbunen mit Yochid Shalamayla, which is connected with the level of Yochid above. V'hoy Hashem l'melech al kol oretz, and Hashem will be the king over all the earth. V'yeymahu yi Hashem echad u'shmei echad. V'yeshleim arazdos is eich umasim l'zeh, v'os yeym asiri b'chedesh is Farbunen tzasiri yekedesh, kedesh mila b'garmei. And this is also connected with the idea of the tenth being holy. And that reflects the idea of the 10th of Av, which will be holy and will be connected only to Hashem.